Does anybody realize what's happening here? As far as most Americans know, right, they catch the headlines. The director of the Secret Service, a woman responsible for the debacle, has resigned, right? So we're all good. And yes, some new guy took over or something. What guy took over? This is going to blow your mind. What guy took over? Guy by the name of Ronald Rowe. Oh. It's going to blow your mind in a minute that that is who the Biden administration decided to take over. Why? Well, he was also the guy, he was the number two in charge under Kimberly Cheadle. He was the guy that was directly responsible for the day-to-day operations of the U.S. Secret Service. Wait, you mean like the actual event planning? Yeah. So he would have been responsible directly, more directly in terms of nuts and bolts than Kimberly Cheadle for the Trump rally. Yeah. And that's the guy you put in charge of the Secret Service? Oh, but it's so much worse than that. Oh, he's not just leading the Secret Service. He's leading the investigation into what happened at the Trump rally. Wait, doesn't that mean he's doing the day-to-day operation of the Secret Service? Doesn't that mean then he's investigating himself? Yeah. Wow. Wow. Who is this guy? And why aren't the politicians more concerned? He worked in the Obama White House as an Obama appointee. Before he was ever in the Secret Service, he was a liberal partisan hack. He was a staffer in Democrat Pat Leahy's office, highly liberal Democrat. He used that to get into the Secret Service, and then he used those connections to get into the Obama White House. That's the guy you sent to run the Secret Service and investigate himself? Who else is this guy? I mean, it's a strange pick, right? Who else is this guy? He is the one who personally decided to limit resources for Trump rallies. Weird, right? This is an investigative piece from Real Clear Politics. Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe was directly involved in denying additional security resources and personnel, including countersnipers, to former President Trump's rallies and events, despite repeated requests by the agents assigned to Trump's detail in the 2 years leading up to his July 13 attempted assassination. Rowe has now succeeded former Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle. It was, listen to this, Rowe's decision alone to deny counter sniper teams to any Trump event outside of driving distance from D.C. In other words, if you want to come do a rally in a blue area that you won't win right here around D.C., we're fine with that. You want to go to flyover country and challenge us? No, then no. Yun Yun, good luck staying alive. This is the guy running the Secret Service. This is the guy who still won't tell us where the sniper was that killed Trump, who the sniper was that killed Trump. You know, we don't know. We still don't know. Jesse Waters pointed this out. We still don't know. People think it was those two you've seen the pictures of online on the roof. That it wasn't them. They didn't fire the kill shot. Who did? Oh, where are they? Weren't they testifying before Congress? Got me. You got me. This thing is getting exponentially weird, folks. It's like they're all, not everyone on the Hill, but those who have an interest in Trump losing, trying to keep the wheels from coming off. And think about this. We've got all these local cops now who tried to save Trump's life. They were the only ones. They're coming out. They're doing interviews. They found their way to the front of a camera. They're talking about what happened with their face and their name. Let me ask you a question. Who was responsible for running that event? What's his name? Or hers? I don't know. We don't know, do we? Have you seen a single interview with any one of them from the federal government who was involved in this event? Even one interview, even one name? No. Now consider what Jesse Waters had to say. This is very important.
And why don't we know the name of the Secret Service site supervisor in Butler? The man who made all these wrong calls all at once, all on the same day?
Who was the lead site agent who made the decision to leave the AGR building completely outside of the security perimeter. Who was that?
Senator, I cannot give you that name. This person is operational. They're still doing investigations. They're still doing protective visits.
Have they been relieved of duty?
Senator, they have not
been relieved
of duty.
I know their name, by the way. Why have they not been relieved of duty?
They are still cooperating, not only being interviewed by the FBI, but also by our Office of Professional Responsibility.
Why hasn't the Secret Service site supervisor for the Butler rally been suspended? Why is he still in charge of protecting politicians? Why isn't he under investigation? They're keeping him around to help do the investigation? Are they going to keep him around for Trump's next Butler rally? And the senators know the guy's name. Why hasn't the Senate subpoenaed the Secret Service site supervisor for Butler? That's the guy who they should drag in to testify under oath about what happened, not these squirrely bureaucrats. Why is everybody protecting this guy? Who is this guy? The politicians won't even tell us what the guy's name is. Something stinks. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, it does. Now this, and you need to use this if you're using me for show prep. Take this clip. You can roll tape on it, okay? Because I know a lot of you listen to me. Because I go first. I'm the East Coast. Take this clip and run it today. This is the former assistant director of the FBI, Chris Swecker, talking to Todd Pyro this morning on Fox News. Go get this clip. You know the new video that came out overnight? Have you seen the new video? Oh my gosh, it's chilling. It's Crooks, the assassin, and the video is taken from behind Trump by, ironically, one of the guys who got shot at the rally. And you can see Crooks is just walking around. He could conceal himself by ducking below the rooftop and you couldn't see him, but he doesn't bother. And he's not in a hurry either. It's like he knows no matter what he does, he can take his time. He doesn't seem concerned or in a hurry or trying to conceal himself in any way. And Trump could have seen him if he just looked up. Well, you know what's weird about that video? The vantage point. What does it mean? It means when the new acting director, who was investigating himself after his failure, got a promotion by the Biden administration to lead the Secret Service, he wasn't telling the truth to Congress about the snipers being unobstructed, having an unobstructed. In other words, they couldn't see the shooter. Listen, this is Chris Swecker, former assistant director of the FBI on Fox News this morning.
You had a drone system, but you had
bandwidth. I'm sorry, wrong one. Here we go. Chris Swecker.
It's both damning and chilling. And, you know, I hark back to the testimony of the acting Secret Service director where he went to great pains to make a case that the snipers could not have seen him. But here you can see him from the ground. So and in plenty of time to actually intervene if need be. I mean,
listen to that again. This is a former assistant director of the FBI. This video that just came out, if you haven't seen it, it's on my Twitter feed, is damning.
It's both damning and chilling. And, you know, I hark back to the testimony of the acting Secret Service director where he went to great pains to make a case that the snipers could not have seen him. But here you can see him from the ground. So and in plenty of time to actually intervene if need be. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, plenty of time, because remember we learned local cops surrounded the building trying to save Trump. Some of them walked off duty in terms of they were supposed to be doing parking. They were supposed to be managing traffic. They knew this guy was there. They saw him. And after an hour and 40 minutes of this guy's picture floating around, and we found out in these hearings, the local police actually going to the Secret Service and saying, hey, something's bad wrong here. This guy's running around. We sent you the picture. They finally got so desperate, they surrounded the building and tried to save Trump themselves. And now they won't even tell us the name of the person in charge here, much less television interview, congressional interview. And the Biden administration puts the guy who screwed up in charge of the Secret Service, that's Ron Rowe, and lets him lead the investigation into himself. He's the one who handles the operations day to day. This is his screw up and he's investigating himself. When's somebody going to point this out?